Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air, online, and streaming live video to Facebook and YouTube, and we would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about truth, what it means to walk in truth, and as far as apologetics is concerned, that's one of the things that skeptics bring to the table. They're always questioning origins, they're questioning the resurrection of Jesus Christ, yes. And they're questioning the Word of God. Is it authoritative? Does it contain truth? We've talked about that in earlier broadcast about the Word of God being the truth, how the Word of God points us to the person and work of Jesus Christ. But there's a great passage in 3 John, the third letter of John, and it says this: "It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it." And then it says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." So yesterday we posed the question, what does it mean to walk in the truth? And I think we see a lot of Christians out there who are not walking in the truth of the gospel. They're not walking in the fact that Christ has taken away their sins once and for all. They're not walking in the fact that they're in the new covenant, not the old. They're not walking in the fact that Christ is alive, living in them. That's the truth of the gospel. That's where we need to really park our minds and learn to walk in those truths, learn to live those truths out on a day-to-day basis. And when we do, I think we present a very clear picture of what this gospel message really is to the world at large. But until we learn what truth is and what it means to walk in it, we're really going to struggle. So this is a really big issue, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, I mean, hear it, believe it, live it. That's our theme. And we've got to hear truth in order to believe it. And that means that we need input. We need encouragement on a regular basis. And we're not going to get that from the world. We're not even going to get that from the world's impressions about Christianity, about religion. There's all kinds of wrong ideas about what the truth is. And that's why we have to go back to the Word of God, and we have to ask the Spirit of God to reveal His truth. He tells us that His truth will always set us free. So this is not some, you know, drudgery. We're not talking about a bunch of work where you're trying to just log time in a book for the sake of memorizing what's in a book. We're talking about getting free. We're talking about freedom being our destiny. And if we want to really dig deep and understand that freedom and celebrate that freedom, then we got to get some new thoughts in our heads. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've been a believer several decades, and I still got old thinking that needs to be replaced with new thinking. And, you know, that's a 60 year, an 80 year, maybe an eternal plan of God growing us up in Him and us replacing those old thoughts with new thoughts. So, you know, every one of those thoughts is one decision away. It's not rocket science. It's not human effort, but it is one decision away in the moment, just choosing truth. And that's what we're talking about.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, I think we really need to bring it down to some very practical things. You know, there's many people, and I was one of these guys, that every time I sinned, I believed that I needed to do something to get God to forgive me for that sin. And then it just built up so much, I felt like every time I sinned, I needed to re-invite Christ to come into my life. So I probably prayed to receive Christ well over 500 times during my high school years and college years. Why? Because I didn't know truth. And I had believed that Jesus was my Lord and Savior. I had received Him, but I didn't know what all of that meant. And so I tried to figure it out on my own. And when you lean on your own understanding, you're going to go well far afield. You're just going to be way out there. And that's where the Word of God can rope us back in and bring us and align our minds with truth. And that's where it needs to be. And then when you really believe that, when you really come to grips with the fact that Christ has taken away your sins, and it was the passage in Colossians where when you were dead in your sins, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with Christ. He forgave all your sins. That's when the switch flipped on. That's truth. I am a forgiven person. And boy, that changed everything for me. And the Christian life became enjoyable instead of a drudgery. And so we really need to hone in on what the truth is that we really need to be walking in. The fact that Christ is alive living in us. This isn't a self-improvement philosophy. This is a brand new. Christ came to live inside of us and to make us brand new from the inside out. And our role is to simply trust. That's not about human effort. That's not about trying to be better and do more and all of those sort of things. It's about learning to trust. That's what it means to walk in truth. So we rest in the finished work of Christ. We trust in the risen Christ to do his work in and through us. That's the truth that brought joy to the Apostle John when he heard that these folks he wrote to were walking in it. And that's what we as believers need to walk in every day of our lives. It's a very, very simple thing, but truth matters. Truth will make a difference in your day-to-day walk. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Good news from Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. As I said, it's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, you know, faithful listeners know that Basic Gospel is here every day on the air, online from our website and on oneplace.com, and streaming live video now to Facebook and to YouTube. We're excited about all the venues that God is opening up to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you know, it takes funding to make that happen. And as we've said many times, Basic Gospel is indeed a listener-supported ministry. So we need your help to stay on track, bringing the good news every day. As Bob mentioned earlier this week, we need an outpouring of support before the end of the month, specifically $32,400 to come in by the end of this month, as I said, and a month end is, of course, pretty close at hand. So we ask you, our listener friends, to step up with the most generous gift you can provide today or over the next couple of 3 days to meet that need. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742, and leave your information. Again, that's basicgospel.net or 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go talk to our good friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad. Welcome to Basic Gospel today.
Hey, Bob. I guess this is the only way I can talk to you alive. I call your phone, and it goes right to voicemail, so I say, well, Bob must be busy. But I'm glad to hear your voice anyway. You know, you're speaking about truth. And did I hear Andrew on the phone?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm alive, too. I'm alive.
Oh, Andrew. Yes, wonderfully alive. And my comment to basically, not to you guys, but to the listening audience, truth is the foundation for any apologetics. I mean, you could read books, you can go to Wikipedia, you can go to the internet, and you can find the arguments for Christianity, which I've welcomed over the years. But I tell you what, the truth basis, and I told Richard Piper that I'm so blessed by you all. In 3 John 2, it talks about being prosperous and in health as your soul prospers. I just want you all to know that Basic Gospel, Andrew Farley Ministries, have caused my soul to be overflowing with prosperity and health. And this truth that comes out from this radio broadcast is the very best thing for apologetics that anybody could ever have and understand. And I'm just so grateful that this ministry, Andrew's ministry, is alive and doing well. And I'm just wonderfully resting in that finished work, in that Sabbath rest. And I can, because you all have helped me understand the fact that God laid his life down to give his life to us, to live his life through us. And I'm more than welcome and able to let God do that.
Well, Brad, thank you for chiming in. Thank you for those very, very kind comments. And it's just a reminder to all of us the need to have input from the Word of God, input from one another. I love what the early church did. They gathered daily for the apostles' teaching, for fellowship, and for prayer. But the centerpiece of that really was the apostles' teaching, that truth that had been revealed to them that they passed on to those that were listening. And it was the Spirit of God that took those words and made them real in those people's lives. It's the same way today. We need to gather daily to have input in the Word of God. That's one of the geniuses of a radio broadcast like this. It's a gathering device. People can gather around their radios, hear the Word of God being discussed, the apostles' teaching being talked about, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, that can penetrate and find a place in a person's heart as they listen. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Truth matters. Truth is important. Truth really does set us free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it really is a community that we have going right here. I mean, with you guys gathered around in the studio, several guys whose hearts are in Christ, and Christ lives in you, and Christ lives in me, and Brad calls in, and Christ lives in Brad, and then the listeners out there get to be a part of this. I mean, this is really what you're talking about, that it's an online, instantaneous, wherever you are, even if you're tuning in later as a podcast, you're getting to hear how the Lord is working in different people's lives, just like Brad, who, by the way, is just a constant encouragement to this ministry. Brad is an awesome man of God who's always calling in to Basic Gospel to share his heart with us, and just love that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We all love Brad. He's been a blessing to us for many, many years, and we know that's going to continue for many more to come.
Yeah, and for any of you who would like to call, and like Brad did, pose a question, you can call right now, 844-322-2742. You can call that number 24 hours a day to pose your question or to make a donation to the ministry. If you record your question, if you can't get to us while we're actually on the air live during the 3 o'clock hour, the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, you can record your question and hear your voice on the air soon on the broadcast. Again, that's at 844-322-2742, and it's available right now. Well, guys, a question from Kim concerning Revelation 22:19. Please explain that passage. She says, if we cannot lose our salvation, what does it mean when God says he will blot out our name from the book of life?
Yeah, it's interesting, guys, because it actually says the opposite. Yes. It says that he'll never blot our names out. And so what was intended to be a really encouraging piece of truth for us to set our minds on and celebrate, that our Father will never blot our names out of the book of life. For some reason, you know, in some preaching and teaching or in some Bible studying, this whole thing gets convoluted, turned upside down, understood backwards, and somehow people are getting the wrong idea that maybe, just maybe, God will blot us out of the book of life. And the whole point of that passage in Revelation is, my goodness, he won't. He never will. And that's an assurance that we have that if we're in, we're in. He's able to save us completely because he always lives to intercede for us. And of course, that's for any sin imaginable, because you can't out-sin the blood of Christ. You can't take God by surprise. You can't sneak up on God and scare him from around the corner. And your sins don't scare him. He saw all of your sins before the foundation of the world, and he took away all of our sins in the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Bob, when I read a passage like this and I see that he will never blot our names out of the book of life, and that's because he has caused us to overcome by his blood and through his resurrection, we are overcomers. Well, that to me is an assurance passage, and it's a comfort. It shouldn't be scary at all, should it?
It really shouldn't. And a number of years ago, I actually did a series of messages walking through the book of Revelation, and one was the path of assurance. And I think of all books in the Bible, this is the most assuring, most comforting book that there is. Why? Because God wants to make known to his people that they have been marked out once and for all. They're saved from the wrath to come. They don't have to worry about any of that. They belong to him. They're going to be with him forever. And that's the truth. That's the truth that we need to be walking in, rejoicing in, giving thanks for each and every day. So that passage that you just explained, Andrew, is one of those passages of assurance. If you're looking for certainty as far as your relationship with Christ is concerned, that is one of the key passages. That is one of the ones that underscores the fact that once you've been saved completely. Because Jesus Christ lives, because he has an indestructible life, because he lives forever, your salvation is guaranteed forever. It's as simple as that. And like we said, getting back to our theme for today, if you're going to walk in truth, that's where you need to start. You need to start right there, resting in the fact that God has saved you and has saved you completely. He's not going to throw you out. He's not going to spew you out of his mouth. He has welcomed you into his family. He's adopted you into his family. You belong to him. He belongs to you. That is an eternal, forever reality. Thank God for it. If you're struggling with it, I just ask that today that you get down on your knees and say, Lord Jesus, thank you. At a point in time, you came to live in me. And because you live, I'm going to live, and I'm going to, from this day forward, thank you for the salvation that I have in you. I guarantee you it will make a difference.
Absolutely.
That's truth that will set you free.
Indeed, indeed. That's basic gospel that where you hear this truth every day, and, you know, nothing could be more important. Listener support, your support, friends, for this message that we proclaim every day at Basic Gospel is an absolute necessity. And the only way that we pay the bills and keep this good news on the air is with your faithful support. As Bob Christopher mentioned earlier this week, we need $32,400 over the next couple of days. Will you be one of those who steps up with a generous gift today? Your gift through Basic Gospel not only pays the bills, but it's a tremendous encouragement to all of us at the ministry to keep bringing the life-changing message of the New Covenant every day. Please join us today if you can, friends, or by the 31st for sure. You can click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. That's our normal listener line where you can donate or leave a question for us to answer on the air. Either way, it's a good way to support Basic Gospel and get your question in. So again, click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift or your question to 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go talk to Jordan, who's listening to us in Garland, Texas, on The Word right here in the Dallas area. Hi, Jordan. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right.
Well, what's on your mind today?
Because I was wanting to know what is the best way to explain to a non-believer concerning apologetics. I'm thinking about, I forget the name, the exact verse, but it's one, I believe it's about Elijah, and it's talking about where he's going up to the village to prophesy, and the kids come out, and they're making fun of him for being bald. And it says, go up, bald head, and then it talks about a mother bear comes out, and it mauls the children.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that verse?
Yes.
In the Old Testament?
Yes. It was actually Elisha. And it was after Elijah had gone up to heaven, and so these kids were making fun of Elisha's bald head and taunting him to go up to heaven himself.
Yeah, what's the best way to explain the occurrence of the mother bear mauling the, you know, kids to somebody who doesn't believe and says that the Bible condones things like violence and, you know, rape and things like that?
Well, I don't know anything about rape being condoned in the Bible. I think that's a distraction. That would be a straw man that somebody would try to prop up and throw in there. But, you know, first in the Old Testament, Jordan, you know, we've got wars, and people don't understand why those wars took place. They don't understand why was Israel a target. They don't understand why God would defend Israel vehemently and say, hey, you know, in this case, go out and defend yourselves and fight for yourselves, and here's an opposing army that's coming after you, and it could get ugly and bloody, and so send your soldiers out and fight. And I think that, you know, the short answer to that is that Jesus came through Israel, that Jesus came through the line of David, that Jesus came through the line of Judah. And so in that sense, God was not only defending his chosen people against a worldly society that was full of hate, but also he was defending the very line of Jesus that Jesus would come through. So those thoughts come to mind. You know, as far as the incident in 2 Kings chapter 2 with the two bears, you know, that's God's prophet, and God's prophet is being ridiculed and mocked and being told he should go to heaven too or whatever. And you know, I'm not sure that we can look back and read a story like that and understand all the motives behind it. I don't think we can understand what God is thinking and feeling in every moment, because we're not him. But ultimately, I would say this, that, you know, if we all deserve death, and if we all deserve condemnation, and if we all have fallen short of the glory of God, and if we've all rebelled against him and essentially chosen our own way, and then he through the cross has a way of rescue, the humble thing to do there is not say, hey, this isn't fair. The humble thing to do there is not to say, hey, this isn't right. But the humble thing to do is to say, wow, there's rescue. There's rescue from what I've done to myself. I'll take it. I'll take that way of rescue. And so, you know, as you talk with your friend, he may not be in the right attitude right now to want to receive mercy and grace. He may want to demand his rights. He may demand justice and fairness, whatever that looks like in his eyes. But ultimately, every human being, every man and woman has to come to that place where we're going to say, will I humble myself to the way of mercy and the way of grace, or will I dig my heels in and say, this isn't fair, and I've got rights, and if I were God, I would do it differently. So those are some of my thoughts, guys.
Jordan, does that help?
Yeah, I mean, it helps me as far as, you know, being able to explain things, because, you know, I have faith that Jesus came and, you know, laid down his life for me to go to heaven. It's just when people present these things to me, I want to be able to have a surefire way to, you know, back up the word and say, well, you know, I don't want to come out and say something that, you know, I'm trying to defend it on my own cognizance rather than what the word actually says.
Well, as Andrew was saying, Jordan, a lot of times those questions that skeptics bring up, and if you look at some of the debates that atheists have had with Christians, that's always one of those points, that God condones violence in the Old Testament. We see it time and time again. But they never really read the Bible. They just have these little key passages that they look at, and they throw those out as just that straw man, as just saying, hey, this can't be really a God of love. And I think in those conversations, you just bring people back to Jesus. Say, maybe you have some questions about that, and I'm not going to be able to answer those probably to your liking, to appease you, but what I can do is tell you about Jesus. So let me tell you about Jesus. Are you willing to listen to the story about Jesus? And this whole Bible from beginning to end is the unfolding story of how God brought him into the world so that you might have life, might have it everlasting. So if you're willing to listen, I want to tell you about Jesus, and then we can talk about this other stuff in light of who he is.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jordan. Good to hear from you. We're out of time. I want to remind our friends that March 31st is approaching fast, and we need an outpouring of support before the end of the month. To be specific, as I said earlier, we need $32,400 to meet our airtime obligations. Would you give today, friends? Please call 844-322-2742 to make your gift by phone, or you can give online at basicgospel.net. Be a part of sharing the good news every day with people who desperately need to know the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net. And as always, thanks for being a part of the Basic Gospel team and family. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.